It's Friday, January 13th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grada.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And if you've made it this far, congratulations. The Friday the 13th curse has not found you.
See, it's a lucky day for me, so it's not really a curse.
Okay.
So I'll take it.
Well, will you take a couple more lucky days?
Sure. Do what?
Will you take a couple of more lucky days? Because we have some really good ones for the weekend.
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. Blessings galore, starting tonight with the premiere of a new performance company, Opera Fayetteville.
Ah, yes.
The founder is Tamara Ryan, who grew up in Fayetteville and sang in the ACO Children's Choir and the Woodland Junior High Tempos. She's now living and singing professionally in Boston, and she says there's no place like home, so why not have opera here?
Why not?
The first production is Mark Adamo's Little Women, presented with two casts of singers from all over. So two completely separate casts. And an orchestra made up of musicians from Sona, the Philharmonic, and the Fort Smith Symphony, conducted by Robert Mueller of the University of Arkansas and directed by internationally renowned baritone David Malis. Two shows are left, 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow, and that's all, folks. And tickets are $25 at operafayetteville.org.
And you can get tickets there on the website? Okay.
Now, get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Get out of the house and head to Springdale.
How early?
Pretty early. Mm. It's worth it.
Okay.
If you have kids, turn on Main Street. Mm-hmm. Go to the Art Center of the Ozarks for a 10 o'clock performance by Jim Cosgrove.
Yes.
Did you talk to him?
I did talk to him. He was really fun.
And very perky.
Very perky. It kind of made me want to go to the show, even though I don't have kids, nor am I a child.
But... Oh, well, you are always our token child. Or maybe I am. It's real. I think it's interesting that he started out with a degree in journalism, and then he taught, and then he did other things, and then he wound up doing seminars on grammar, and then he ended up doing children's music at a Barnes & Noble, and
there you are.
So does he sing about grammar?
No.
No.
Not necessarily. I don't think he does at all, actually.
His most popular song is called Stinky Feet.
Hmm. Yes. And what was another one? Bop Bop Dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
I very thoroughly enjoyed the
name.
Sounds
like good kid songs.
Yes.
They call him the Jimmy Buffett of children's music. So, Margaritaville minus the margaritas. He will be at ACO. He's been there for school shows.
Oh, had he? Okay.
Yesterday, I think. And he'll be there for one 10 o'clock show tomorrow. That's it. Tickets are $9 to $16 at 751-5441. Now, if you're a big kid... Mm-hmm. You turn on Johnson Avenue and go to the Shiloh Museum for their Cabin Fever Reliever Collector's Edition 2.
I'm sorry, what?
They decided a couple of years ago to have their Christmas open house in January when people really needed to get out.
Uh-huh.
So they call it the Cabin Fever Reliever.
Got it.
And they invite friends of the museum to come and bring their collections and show them off. Okay. So tomorrow there will be accordions and wagon jacks and butter churns and coins. And Mary Quass, who's an archaeologist at the university, will have her marble collection.
Oh, cool.
If you've lost yours, she might have them. She has great. Like, the ones that we had in the photos are the size of your hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She has all sorts of marbles.
That seems too large to be a marble. It seems like a marble.
Well, I think that's a shooter.
Oh, okay.
From what little I remember about marbles.
Yeah.
And I will be there with my best friend talking about Stetson China.
There you go.
So if you want to come and learn all about China, mid-century modern, hand-painted, made in Lincoln, Illinois, and listen to us babble about it like magpies, you're certainly welcome to come do that. And there will be cookies and punch, I think. Hours are 10 to 2, and admission is free. And on Saturday night, you might want to catch those blue guys before they leave town.
Mm-hmm.
Showtimes on Saturday are 2 and 8, and the final two shows are 2 and 7 Sunday at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $49. A couple of other reminders.
Okay.
The film series Media Images of the South starts at the Rogers Public Library at 1 o'clock Saturday. The show is The Little Colonel with Shirley Temple.
Mm.
We'll explain to Ithy later who Shirley Temple is. The Eagle Watch tours are going on all weekend, 3 o'clock Saturday, 3 o'clock Sunday, and again Wednesday at Rocky Branch Marina. They're $5 to $10.
Hope it warms up for that.
You know, I've told you my little kid from the Christmas play, you know, where I couldn't
Ralphie.
Move my arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother, yeah.
But they say that's the best time to see eagles.
That's what I hear.
Okay.
Is when it's really icky. So there you go. Reservations at 789-5000. Fun Bags are performing Saturday night at the York Bowl in Fayetteville. It's $5 and whatever it takes you at the emergency room later for laughing so hard. And if you're into that, the Miss America pageant is Saturday night.
Oh.
Televised from Vegas at 8 o'clock, Kristen Glover is Miss Arkansas competing for us. And you can find out more at missamerica.org.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.